Welcome to the Business Transition Summit podcast, where we deep dive into the stories and strategies of the renowned speakers featured at this year's Business Transition Summit. We'll be investigating how you can become a part of the 17% Club, which is 17% of business owners who successfully navigate their path to their dream exit. So get ready to be inspired, informed, and equipped as we kick off this transformative journey. And be sure to attend the Business Transition Summit for lots more information. It's time for you to join the 17% Club and make sure that you have your dream exit as a reality. I'm Tom Bronson, CEO and founder of the Business Transition Summit, and I am also part of the 17% Club myself. And I'm happy to be joined today by Tamara Jones. She's a partner at B2B CFO. Hi, Tamara. We are so excited to be talking with you today and really excited to hear about your upcoming panel at the Business Transition Summit.
Thank you, Tom. I'm thrilled to be part of such an amazing group of people aimed at just educating the business community to help their business add value and to successfully exit their business.
We, of course, you and I know one another really well. You have been serving on our advisory board for the last 2 years, but let's let the audience get to know you. So why don't you introduce yourself, tell our listeners a little bit about Tamara.
Yeah, I'm a partner with B2B CFO. I've been a partner for just over 10 years now. And we focus on serving privately owned businesses to help them grow their business, add value, maybe acquire a business, but also to plan to exit their business. We believe that every business owner is unique and has unique needs, and we customize what we do to fit their needs.
And I know you do a great job at it. You and I have had opportunity to talk through many of your client relationships, and you've become sort of the trusted advisor. Clients. So everyone, of course, associated with the Business Transition Summit has a real passion for business owners. Why are you involved in this effort?
You know, Tom, when you first came to me to be on the advisory board to start with, you know, it clicked right away. To be part of a group with such exceptional, like-minded professionals that want to serve our business community. If you think about kind of what the business owners do for our country, they're really the backbone. So I'm thrilled again to be part of such a group that is dedicated to helping the business owners achieve their dreams.
I love that. I love that. I know you're really passionate about your clients. We do talk about those from time to time. Your panel is assembling the right exit team. And doing that is absolutely crucial for every business owner. Most owners don't think about it. Can you highlight maybe a specific scenario where a business owner's choice of advisors made a substantial difference in their transition success? And what roles and expertise do you think business owners should prioritize when they're building their own ideal exit team? That's a mouthful. So I'll let you.
That's a really interesting question, Tom. And it's very complex, right? Because as I mentioned before, you know, every business is unique, right? So it really depends on where a business owner is in the stage of their kind of planning for an exit, or even kind of where they are in the life cycle of the business, right? But I would say one of the things that I always make sure a business owner thinks about when they're looking to exit is, what does their next chapter look like? And how much do they need from the business to pursue that next chapter? So if you think about the professionals that are going to help you work through that, that would be, you know, like your wealth management team or a life coach even, or your business coach to help think through kind of what that looks like to make sure as we're planning for an exit, you're getting what you need to do that next chapter. But taking a step back, let's say you've already done that and you already know that as a business owner, you could be a couple years out to really maximize the value in your business, right? And so having somebody that's going to help you quarterback getting from where you are today to that future state where you can maximize value, because as you know, Tom, because this is what you do, there are a lot of triggers that are going to increase the value of your business or decrease the value of your business. So bringing somebody on that can help you work through that and achieve those milestones to maximize your business value, I would say, is a priority as you look to exit.
I hate to interrupt you there, but what you're saying is, what I'm at least hearing is that assembling the exit team doesn't happen like 3 months before you exit. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, a lot of times it can take 2 to 3 to 4 years. And again, it depends on what those objectives are, right? And I like to, you know, work with all my clients and say, you're always going to exit your business at some point. And you want to be in control of those conversations. If you get an offer that you feel like you can't refuse, you want to make sure that you're already ready, right? You don't want to walk away from that deal, that number that is enticing, because you may not make it through due diligence if you're not prepared.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, prepare. There's so many elements to this. I'm really glad that you mentioned the personal preparation too. I mean, it's one thing to get your business ready, but it's a totally different thing to get yourself and your mindset and what am I going to do next? And I'm really glad you mentioned, you know, potential of a life coach or your business coach, someone who can kind of help walk through that. Because one of the stats that is striking to me is that 60% of business owners that actually do transition are unsatisfied with the results a year later. And mostly that's driven by they no longer have a purpose, right? They've been getting up and showering and going to the office, you know, at 6 a.m. for the last 30 years. And then the day after the event, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, and oftentimes it's their whole identity.
That's it.
Yeah. They've got to recreate themselves. Yeah.
In my first book, I tell a story about that. It's really one of the reasons why I'm passionate about helping business owners. And that was my father sold his business when he was 55 years old in relatively good health. Now, he'd been battling a minor form of cancer for years. But 3 years later, we put him in the grave. And it really is because he no longer had the will to go on. He felt like he cheated his people. He felt like he, you know, abandoned. He didn't have any friends anymore. And none of this was true. It was just he got inside of his own head and he died because he didn't want to live anymore, you know? And that is such a shame. One of our speakers that we have at the summit is Scott Kochenour. He was an earlier podcast. He's what we call a fourth quarter coach. So making that fourth quarter of your life the best quarter of your life is something that business owners should think about. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. So what are some of the other kind of advisors that you really should be thinking about assembling that 3 to 5 years before you exit?
Right. So you know, on the panel that we're going to have experts that your business owners may already think that they have, but don't necessarily specialize in an exit. A great example of that is an attorney that specializes in M&A. I can't tell you how critical it is to make sure that the deal is kind of documented in such a way that it protects you, not just through the transaction, but after the transaction. And somebody that is experienced with that will make sure that you're protected. And so even though you might have a great attorney that's working with you for 30 plus years, having somebody that specializes in that to help you on the team is going to be critical. And the same holds true for tax CPAs. You're going to have great tax preparation services or even a tax strategist for your business throughout the years, but somebody that specializes in knowing how to make sure you don't send a lot of that money that you're going to get in this transaction to the government is going to be critical as well, because there's strategies you can put in place in the deal structure, as well as prior to like that 2 to 3, 4 or 5 years leading up to the exit, that will help you minimize the amount of taxes you pay through an exit strategy. But then again, there's other exit experts out there, depending on what type of business you're in. You might need some additional kind of financial support to make sure that your financials are clean right? You've got to make it through the due diligence. You might need an IT specialist if you kind of are an IT type company and you want to make sure that the value of your intellectual property is kind of well documented. So those are the types of things we will talk about on the panel. We will have experts talk about kind of why it's important, the, you know, the pros and the cons and, you know, horror stories and success stories, right? As to why it's important to have in a team, and specifically a team that can work together, right?
Yes.
You know, oftentimes you have a business owner that's being pulled in six different directions, getting contrary advice,
yes,
right? And so one of the key elements of pulling together this team is to make sure that they're aligned and you're not getting pulled in different directions.
Yeah, one of the things that we do, typically we play sort of a quarterback role on those exit teams, and we're helping bring together the right people in a business. We really like to, if we're working with a business owner 3 to 5 years out, get the whole team together at least once a year. And as you get closer to the event, you know, every 6 months and then every 3 months, so that the business owner really understands we are all on the same page. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't disagree about things.
Right.
And because everyone, the whole point of having a team is that it makes the whole structure and the whole business owner and the whole business better by having different views and ways to think about it. You know, from a tax standpoint, you know, the attorney and the CPA have to be working together, structure the deal that it makes sense, right? And you've got to have someone like yourself. If you're not big enough to have your own CFO, then you need to have someone that's fractional who really understands it. It's not good enough to have that bookkeeper in your business. You need somebody who really understands how a buyer will be looking at those financials to make sure that they get in order. I can't tell you, that is almost universal. When I look at business owners' financials, that you know, they're a mess. Interesting. I did a talk last week to I think 30 business owners in Austin. And I said, how many of you look at your financials no later than the 15th of every month? And do you know, not one hand went up. And I'm thinking, how do you manage your business? You got the business by the financial statements, right? And and financials are a history book, but it gives you clues about what's coming, right? And so I was flabbergasted by that. In fact, there was a CPA in the room, and she even posted about it on LinkedIn. She was like, people. Anyway,
right. You have good financials.
Yes. Yeah. Having that whole team look holistically at the business, I just think is so very important. Well, this has been great. In fact, we sort of have covered the topic here, but I know that the panelists have got a lot more information that they're going to share. Last question for you. What advice would you give to a business owner who might be listening to this podcast right now, who might be sitting on the fence, unsure whether or not they should invest the day and the resources to come to the Business Transition Summit? What would you say to that business owner?
You can't afford not to come. At the end of the day, there is so much information and a wealth of knowledge with all the different speakers that'll be at this event that you're going to walk away with, huh, I haven't thought about that. I really need to be looking at doing that, regardless of where you are in the life cycle of your business.
Yes. Whether you are thinking about exiting 20 years from now or next year or next month, because by the way, it does take time to do those kinds of things. So
it does.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Get your tickets to the Business Transition Summit now at businesstransitionssummit.com and take the necessary steps toward achieving your dream exit. Isn't it time for you to join the 17% Club and make your dream exit a reality? Now, don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to gain valuable insights, connect with industry experts, and discover the strategies that can transform your business. Tickets are limited. At the time of this recording, we are already 65% sold out. So you need to act fast to reserve your spot today. Tamara, You're an amazing friend. You're a wonderful business owner, advocate. Thank you for joining us today and such great information.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tom. I really enjoy working with you.
And thank you to the business owners that are listening to this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Business Transition Summit podcast. We're glad you're here, and we hope you found this informative and entertaining. You don't want to miss future episodes, I'm sure. So hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. And while you're there, do us a favor, rate this episode, this podcast, and leave a review. It helps us to deliver better information to business owners and to reach more business owners. We look forward to sharing way more information with you on how to achieve your dream exit. But for now, go to the website, businesstransitionsummit.com, and you can learn all kinds of information about your dream exits, and you can buy a ticket. You can register for the event today. We look forward to seeing you at the Business Transition Summit on May 7th in Westlake, Texas.
Business Transition Summit is an opportunity for you to educate yourself, empower your business, and execute relentlessly on your exit strategy. Have you heard this stat before? 83% of business owners fail to successfully transition their business. That means that only 17% ever reach their dream exit from their business. Business owners, you don't want that to be you. We want you at the Business Transition Summit to kickstart or continue your dream exit journey. Join us for an unforgettable experience where industry titans, successful entrepreneurs, and top experts converge to share their wisdom, strategies, and secrets to success on exit strategy. Block your whole day on May 7th, 2024. Get your tickets, transform your business and life forever. Visit businesstransitionsummit.com for more information.